It shouldn't stop when the music stops. You should still be giving God some praise. You should be still saying, God, we love you. God, we adore you. Somebody say, God, just thank you for what you have done. And despite of God, we just thank you for another Sunday. Somebody shout, thank you for another Sunday. Amen. Sometimes we get complacent and just started feeling like we're just supposed to be alive. But you got to get in a position where you are able to every day just say, God, thank you for this day. No matter what's going on, it still always should be a hallelujah inside of your spirit of God, thank you for this day. Sometimes it takes situations and different things to arrive for you to then want to honor God for what's going on. Say, tell somebody, I don't want the turmoil to happen before I say thank you, God. I want to praise him before it happened, during, and after. Amen. We just want to give honor to Dr. Saunders for letting me be up here today. Dr. Saunders, I thank you, good sir. Just praise you for the opportunity to be up here. I don't plan on to be long today, but I just want to do a quick, somebody say quick, teaching, quick, teaching, quick, teaching. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. So a man by named Walt Disney, the famous cartoon creator, filed for bankruptcy in 1920 after one of his main clients filed bankruptcy. In the year 1920, Disney formed his first animation company, Laugh-O-Gram Studios, in Kansas, with the intention of making animated fairy tales. Laugh-O-Gram found a financial backer in New York, and Disney began building up his staff of animators. However, the backing firm went broke, and Disney was no longer able to pay his employees or his debt. The company filed bankruptcy and lost Laugh-O-Gram Studios. In 1923, Disney formed a new company with a loan from his parents and his brother. In 1928, he created Mickey Mouse. How many people familiar with Mickey Mouse? Did you know it was created that far back? That's a long time, right? He created Mickey Mouse, which took his career to new heights. Even after Mickey Mouse, Walt Disney came to the brink of bankruptcy yet again. The second stumbling block for Walt Disney in terms of money came prior to the release of Snow White, y'all know what that is, and the Seven Dwarfs. Disney ran into financial trouble in the midst of the production of his first major film. In 1937, close to bankruptcy for a second time in his short career, Disney approached the bank for a loan to complete his film. This loan was agreed, and Disney was able to fund his staff and studio through to full completion of one of the most notable film releases in the world. So even though Walt Disney has passed years away, what he has started is still striving forward. The Disney estate is estimated to be worth approximately $130 billion. See, what happened to Walt Disney, he decided to not let the current situation predict his family's future. Some of us, we like to get the title of my message is, boom, first lady, boom, Monique, is don't block your bounce back. So Walt Disney decided to, and in spite of what he was dealing with, he said, I'm going to continue to try to do this anyway. I'm going to continue to try to do what I believe that could change my family's future. Even though he was close to falling again, He stayed the course. Somebody say that even while you're falling, if you stay the course, things can turn around. It can just turn around. All we got to do is stay the course. My first point today is called training. Come on, young man. You back there with the black, white lettering, blue mask. Come on up here, sir. Just stand right there for me, good sir. So if you're a basketball fan, if you're in love with sports or basketball, the sport basketball, if you know anything about basketball, there's a guy that's named Steph Curry. People call him Steph Curry, at least. And he used to be known the greatest shooter of all times. If you took a poll out, 98 or 99 out of 100 people would say, yes, that guy is the greatest shooter ever. Not just of his generation, but ever. So, being the greatest shooter ever, he gets the question asked to him all the time. What makes you so great at shooting the ball? How many shots do you take a day? Now, check this out. His answer is, I only count the makes. 500 per day during the off season is what I shoot. 200 to 350 per day during the playing season is what I shoot. Listen to the significance of this. 500 during the off season, but during his scheduled work employee job, he still puts up 2 to 350 per day. Now, we're talking about somebody that's already considered to be the greatest shooter of all time, but he still makes the determination to put up 200 to 350 shots per day. Now, the significance of him doing this over and over, he has begun the training process. So he has started to train his muscles. He started to make muscle memory. Let's put it that way. He started making muscle memory. So now he started perfecting his art. He started perfecting his follow through. He got his wrist going the way it needs to go. His form is accurate the way he wanted it to be. Now, here's the significance that I found out while he's shooting. He's not concerned about how long it took to get to that goal. What he's concerned about is just the makes. So he's training his body to only focus on the wins. Sometimes we like to get caught up in just the hiccups of not making it. But if we just have our mindset solely on just knowing we will win, you will not be deterred by the misses. See, every day he's putting up them shots. It could be 1,000, it could be 700, but he's developing and training that muscle memory over and over. And what this does is it gives him the preparation put in. So now when it's game time, what happens? He goes and do his job. He shoots from all types of places on the court without a thought. He does this during default mode. So now while he's playing, he enters in default mode because he has trained his body to do what he needs to do. We're talking about training at the second. Come on, let's get this example going. All right, where's that ball? Grab that ball for me. All right, let's move this over here. All right, I want you to bounce that ball into this hoop, this little rim. Go. All right. Go. All right. It's a lot of rebound. I should call the person for rebound, huh? Go. All right. Go. All right, so pay attention to what he's doing. There we go. So what was happening during the process, just hang on tight, he kept trying to re-examine his angle, how hard he bounced it, his location, every time he did something different, right? Okay, hold that. I need to try and shoot again. Hold on tight. Keep that in your hand. Shoot this. Yeah. All right. Shoot it again. All right. Again, See, pay attention. These are your problems that you're trying to attack. Shoot it again. Okay, so what happened there? His problem is here, but what he needed to do, he was way over here. But keep on going. Keep on going. All right, keep on going. Somebody encouraged him. Say, go, Jordan. Keep on going. Keep on going. All right, now somebody get him some booze. Go ahead and boo him. Oh, y'all ain't got no booze in you. Boo! Boo! Get a little closer. You got a boo. Come on. Boo! Boo! Pay attention what happened. When the boo started coming, then he got a little bit more serious about this thing. Boo! Boo! One more. One more. You got it. All right. All right. Good job, buddy. Appreciate it, man. So what was happening? He continued to try and try and try. So now what if Jordan found himself in this position? He was here, right? What if he just did this? What can you do when you do this? You have now stepped in the midst of your own situation and now have blocked and hindered your situation. This is what we start to do, people. We start taking a few different shots, and then we start to quit, and we start to block our own shot. We can't shoot the shot if the ball is on the ground. See, this is your problems right here. This is your problem you're trying to overcome. But you decided to stop shooting. I want to encourage you today that it doesn't matter how long it takes to reach the goal, don't stop shooting. See, the first situation may have just been the light bill. And Jordan kept on shooting and kept on shooting, and then God paid his bill. That was the first situation. Now, he didn't know how it was going to happen, so he had to reposition, re-angle, restructure, change the way he was shooting to try to get there. That's another thing we got to stop doing. Stop being the person that just only looks for one door to be open. God is more than just a person that can only do something one way. See, that's another way that we start to block our blessing. We only expect God to do it the same way he did it the last time. So God has now had this door open, and now we are taking this ball and saying, God, I need it done. But then we're blocking ourselves. You have to position yourself and train yourself to be able to accept any door that's open. You can only do that if you begin the training process. What's the training process in this aspect? Gaining the knowledge and the understanding of who God is. See, if I come into this situation knowing who God already is, I would never put that ball down. There's no need to put the ball down because I know that despite whatever going on, God will still come through. Put that scripture up. The scripture says, though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. So we got it in the CSB version that says, though he falls, he will not be overwhelmed because the Lord supports with his hand. So that means despite how the situation arrived, despite that it was just me who caused the situation, if I tap into what God is able to do, I know that I will come out on the winning side. Somebody say, I am born to win. If I don't block my bounce back. If I don't block my bounce back. See, the bounce back is you now fail, the situation is falling, and it occurred, happened, it's present. The bounce back is when that ball came off the ground and went up. When the ball came off the ground, it comes up. Only thing can stop the bouncing up is me hitting it back down. If I bounce it, it's going to come back up. So we have to make the decision to trust God and stop the blocking of him stepping in and changing the situation. We are wondering what is taking so long. It's us. This was a one-week thing God was doing for us. We stepped in, boom, quit. He's going to do it for you, with you. Said it again. He's going to do it for you, with you. That means you have to do something. Some action has to go forth. He's able to do it, but with you. So if you stop shooting, then he's not doing anything. Both of y'all just sitting there. He like, okay. All right, Monique, what did you want? Oh, I'll bless her. Sister Kim not ready. I just go to Monique. Monique's ready. She's still shooting. She done shot up 400 shots. Let's go ahead and bless her. See, you got to train your mental capacity. Up here, this noggin up here. To understand that no matter what comes, God is still able. This is the point here, guys. We don't want to hinder our own blocking. Meaning we don't want to stop ourselves, but we want to invite God in the situation so the situation can disappear. He's promised us trials and tribulations, but he also given us the word that he will do what? He will uphold us. He will be there. He's our support. So it means no matter what comes, God still got our back. Somebody say, God, you still have my back. So after we got the training, right? So let's put it this way. So now here go problem two. And this is what happens when problem two arrives and you still don't have the training from problem one. Problem two comes now. First, it was just the light bill. Now it's your car payment. But because you have trained your muscle memory to do the same thing in problem one, which was quit, which was stop to making an effort, which was not expecting God to open the door, which was not looking for the open door, that's quitting too. If you don't look for the open door, you quit it. So because you haven't done that, now the car payment is due, and you duplicate the same thing. God is trying to get us to understand he doesn't want us to duplicate that action because we're going to be yield the same result. And the reason why we yielded that same result is because we did not do the training in problem one. So problem two was meant, see, this is what's supposed to happen. We were supposed to keep shooting that shot. God, still come on through. I need you, God. Help me out. Oh, God, I'm out here. I don't have no work today, but God, I'm out here. I'm outside the house. I'm just walking the street, God. I have nowhere to go, but I'm out here. God, I'm out here. I'm still walking, God. God, make a way. I'm still shooting the shot. Then God comes through. Now problem two came. Oh, God, I'm out here again, God. It's automatically goes back into default mode because it already worked in this, right? So if your body's already trained in position A, it goes to position B automatically ready to do it. So that's where God wants to get us to the point where we're not concentrating on the situation. I'm not concentrating on how many shots, how long it takes. I'm simply just knowing that God, with you, I win. Whatever the situation, God, with you, I win. The last point is, it's your confidence. What are you dealing with? Your confidence. See, if you attack the situation with the confidence and the understanding that you're going to win, why be worried? See, people are worried when they're wet, when they are not prepared. Huh? When you get in a situation and you're not prepared, you begin to get worried. Because you have what? No experience. That's situation one. Unprepared, no experience, enter situation two. You want to make sure that you start to build something inside of you, not just him inside of you, build something inside of you that gives you the confidence to say that, yes, God. Yes, here it is again, God, but yes, God, I can do it. Yes, God, I can do it. Yes, God, I can do it. See, we like to just examine people afar and say, oh, okay, I don't know how that lady did that. Oh, okay, she beat breast cancer, but how did she do that? She did it, not me. But she did it based off the confidence of knowing that she was already a winner. See, the guy that came in the car accident and they told him that he would never walk, he held on to the position of walking again because he believed that because God is still able, that he is able. So it's the same God that talked to him and allowed him to take these steps. See, when you go from not walking and trying to walk again, there's a lot of conditioning, a lot of training you got to do back to your legs to get to the position that you're able to take these steps. But long as you are still putting up the shots, making the efforts, starting to try to walk, eventually they come together. If only we focus on that we'll win in the end, that eventually we'll come together. So now I'm continuing to work on my confidence. I'm continuing to, see, tell somebody to yourself, hey, just whisper it near somebody and say, hey, I got to love myself. I got to love myself to love you. So you got to already have the confidence and love with yourself to be able to accept and know what God can do. If you're sitting there trying to understand how he loves you and you're still in a position you don't love yourself, just go ahead and take the time to say, hey, I don't know why he loves me, but he does. And since he loves me, I should love myself as well. There's so many people that are dealing with just simply loving themselves. There's a lot of things going on in life. But just take the time to figure out. It's the same process, baby. All you got to do is continue to put up the shots. Putting up the shot this day may be simply saying or reading a quote that says, hey, I'm pretty. Hey, I'm handsome. I am enough. The next day it may just be reading, hey, I love you. Just the words that say I love you to yourself. The next day it may be something else, but these are the steps you have to start taking to develop your confidence about yourself. Once you develop those strong confidence about yourself, then you will start to develop an even further confidence about God. Because now I know my capability. See, the confidence is starting to learn about what's inside of you. What are you physically capable of? That's what my confidence starts allowing me to do. Okay. Hey, I know I can do this if I keep trying. I know, all right. So then it becomes, I can. God, we can. Yes, God, no. God, I need you now. We can do this. That's when you start looking at the situation as we got this. You ain't got to say, I got it. God, we got it. As long as we got it, then things are destined to change. See, we're talking about how did these miracles happen years ago? They happened because somebody believed that something would change if they believed that Jesus could do it. They didn't start walking until they decided and the willingness to accept the fact that God was able to allow them to walk. That's how they got healed, seeing. They got spoken to, then rose from the dead, Lazarus. Something happened. So you just speak to yourself daily. Develop this confidence. See, don't worry about what people think. Don't even worry about what they think. See, a lot of people, when they first meet me, if they don't know me, they believe that I'm arrogant. You know, I had a lot of people in my life think that I was arrogant, which is cool with me. But do you know what I realized as I got a little older and grew up some? Sometimes when you have a self-esteem or confidence about yourself, you begin to see somebody else's confidence as arrogance. Their confidence seems and appears to you as arrogance because, see, when you are like me, baby, whoever looking at me, my wife sure lucked up. I don't believe in luck, but she lucked up. When you believe so heavily in just you, you're not worried about everything. See, what people don't understand is I'm talking about God. You're the same God that healed my mother out of depression. You're that God. So I will not walk around like you're not able to do anything. So now my stride, my little walk is a little bit different. When you see me, you're going to see royalty because I possess it. So you may look at royalty and say, that boy is arrogant, but know that boy is confident. He's confident in knowing that Jesus has done some things for him just today, that he should be walking and acting like he's confident about who he serves. First, you have to get confidence in yourself, to get confident about he that you serve that resides inside of you, so then you can go what? Change the world. You can't change the world if you ain't expecting to do some changing in yourself. What changing are you going to do if you didn't change yourself? God, change me first. Allow me to position myself where I begin to train myself that now when I see those situations, baby, I don't begin to run. I begin to embrace them. I'm not worried about the preparation, God. Where my preparation doesn't take place, you can enter in and just speed it up. But that still takes some knowing him. God could put you in a position you're not prepared for, but knowing him, listening to him, following him would get you through that whole situation. Somebody stand up on your feet and let's just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, it's me again. Today I came not sure what it is that you want me to do in life, God. I came in this building today, God, not sure if you really love me. I came in the building today, God, not sure if I love myself. But God, I'm just seeking you right now, God, to penetrate my heart, God. Whatever that crazy man up there is talking about that you did for him, God, do it for me and more. The same miracles, God, that you done back then, God, do it for me, God. My situation may be financial, God, so I'm praising that if I continue to try, God, you will step in. God, I'm just seeking you today to do some seriously changing. We just want to be changed today, God. We just want you to change us today, God. We just want to be better than yesterday, God. We just want to be changed, 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 and changed, God. Surround us with your love, God. And Heavenly Father, we pray, God, as we disperse amongst each other, that you would just continue to show other signs to me, God. Speak out. God, have the bird wake up tweaking in my, whatever that noise that birds make. Have them doing it in my window, God, that I know that, hey, God, you love me. Send me some signs, God. If I'm not at the point, God, where I can recognize you speaking to me, God, send me some people, send me some signs that I know for sure that it's you, God. Guide us and keep us safely as we leave, God. We love you and we honor you. In your name we praise, Jesus. Amen.